Okay, so there's just so much business advice out there, isn't there? Everyone promising growth. It can feel a bit overwhelming.
Totally. Information overload. So today, we want to zero in on something really foundational.
Right. Something that cuts through that noise. We're talking about segmentation.
Exactly. Market segmentation. It sounds technical, maybe, but it's actually pretty intuitive.
It really is. It's basically about moving away from treating everyone the same. Stop the generic broadcast.
And start having more focused conversations. You divide your big market into smaller, distinct groups based on, well, things they have in common.
It's like, you know, you wouldn't give a marathon runner the same fitness plan as someone just trying to, say, walk 10,000 steps a day.
Of course not. Different goals, different needs.
And segmentation is just applying that same logic to your customers. So our mission today is to really unpack why this is so crucial for growth.
And importantly, how you can actually, you know, put it into practice, make it work for you.
Okay, so let's dive a bit deeper. Segmentation. It's not just the basic demographics like age or location, is it?
No, not at all. That's just scratching the surface. We need to get into psychographics.
Which means?
Things like their lifestyle, their values, maybe their interests, their attitudes, what actually makes them tick.
Okay, and then there's behavior too.
Absolutely. What have they done in the past? Their purchase history, how they interact with your website or emails, that tells you a lot.
And critically, you mentioned their needs, their pain points.
Yes. What problems are they actually trying to solve when they come to you? Understanding that is gold.
Right. And when you tap into those deeper things, the motivations, the problems, the first big win seems to be personalization. Yeah.
Definitely. Benefit number one, enhanced personalization. It's huge.
It's that feeling like a company actually gets you. Instead of a generic sports gear email, you get recommendations for, say, running shoes specifically for your pronation type.
Exactly. That relevance makes you pay attention. It feels less like marketing and more like, well, help.
And that builds a stronger connection, right? Makes people more engaged.
Massively. And that leads directly into the second benefit. It actually improves your marketing ROI.
How so?
Well, think about it. You're not wasting money talking to people who aren't interested. You're focusing your resources, your ad spend, on the segments most likely to respond.
Laser-focused targeting basically
Yeah.
makes complete sense. No more scattergun approach.
Precisely. And some studies show companies doing personalization well can almost double their marketing ROI.
Wow, double. Okay, so better connection, better ROI, and when customers consistently feel like you understand their specific needs.
What happens? They stick around. That's benefit number three, stronger customer loyalty.
Ah, loyalty. That's the goal.
It builds trust. When you meet their specific needs time and again, they see you as a partner, someone reliable. That really reduces churn.
And increases their lifetime value to the business, I imagine.
Absolutely. Big impact on the bottom line over time.
Okay, so it's not just about keeping current customers happy and marketing smarter. Does understanding these segments, does it spark anything else?
Yes, it does. Benefit number four is actually product and service innovation.
Interesting. How does that work?
By digging into the unique challenges or desires of different segments, you might spot gaps, unmet needs. That can inspire totally new products or service features that are perfectly tailored.
So your customers are kind of guiding your innovation pipeline.
In a way, yes, you're co-creating based on real identified needs, not just guesswork.
Which, in a crowded market, must give you an edge.
Exactly. Benefit number five, a real competitive advantage. You can target niche markets that bigger, broader competitors might overlook or can't serve as well.
Become the specialist solution.
Right, that specialization can be incredibly powerful.
Okay, this sounds frankly essential. So, for someone listening wanting to get started, what are the first practical steps? Where do you begin?
It really starts with data. You need to gather and analyze information about your customers.
What kind of information specifically?
Well, the basics first. Demographics, age, gender, location, income, maybe education, whatever's relevant.
Okay, the standard stuff.
Then you layer on the psychographics we talked about, lifestyles, values, interests. You can often get this from surveys or social listening.
And behavior.
Yep, behavioral data. Purchase history is key. Website activity, email engagement, app usage if you have one.
And crucially, those needs and pain points. How do you uncover those?
Sometimes it's direct feedback, customer support logs, reviews, maybe dedicated interviews or surveys asking about the challenges they face.
Got it. So you gather all this data, then what? How does it become action?
Once you have that richer understanding, you can start building distinct profiles for your key segments, and then you tailor your strategies.
Like different marketing campaigns for different groups.
Exactly. Different messaging, different visuals, maybe different channels even. You might also develop specific product features just for one segment.
Or even different customer service approaches.
For sure. Maybe one segment prefers self-service, another wants high-touch support. You adapt.
So really the whole point is to stop guessing.
Stop guessing and start connecting. Understand who you're actually talking to.
Connect on a deeper level by tailoring what you do and say.
That's the essence of it.
Right. Well, on that note, here's something for you, the listener, to think about. Look at your own customers or even potential customers. Can you already see different groups forming? What unique needs or characteristics might define them?
Yeah, identifying those distinct segments within your audience. That could be your first step towards much more meaningful engagement and ultimately real growth.
Something to mull over. That's our deep dive for today.